with every schedule change comes some challenges, it seems, and we discovered them in this case.
The ferry system listens to Skagway's concerns, and there's a new fish processor courting Lynn Canal fishermen. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. A new ferry schedule in the Lynn Canal this year caused concerns in Skagway and Haines. But after expressing those concerns, the Alaska Marine Highway System is hoping to return to a true day boat schedule in 2013. This summer, there is no ferry sailing in the Lynn Canal on Thursday, nor is there a southbound sailing on Sunday. Once the change was noticed, Skagway Mayor Stan Selmer formed an ad hoc committee to look at and to try to address the issue. Jan Retmore is the committee chair.
The intent of the committee is to be proactive. We all missed this last year when the schedule went out for review, and there was very little public comment, so I think this committee is going to be very active soliciting input from people and from various user groups about what works for them.
Several years ago, Skagway hired local business owner Retmore to act as a lobbyist to push for day boat service in the Lynn Canal. And an analysis in 2013 commissioned by the Haynesborough and City of Skagway showed that the strategic location of the communities on the Alaska and Klondike highways made them two of the highest volume ports in the ferry system.
So there's quite a long history of Haynes and Skagway working together to try to get reliable, consistent day boat scheduling in Lynn Canal. It's one of the places in the Marine Highway System that the day boat is hugely successful. And the reason for that is there's a great deal of traffic through Lynn Canal. It's one of the most heavily traveled routes, and it's also a very lucrative route.
That's why the schedule change this summer was surprising, Retmore said. The committee communicated its concerns to the ferry system, as did the mayors of Haines and Skagway. And last week, Captain Michael Neusel, Deputy Commissioner of the Marine Highway System, said he hopes to change the schedule for next summer.
Since we've already published a schedule and taken reservations for it this summer, there's challenges with being able to change anything this summer. So our intent right now is to run the schedule as is this summer, have taken the concerns that have been raised into consideration, and are looking at alternatives for next summer to restore basically daily service to the Northern Lynn Canal communities, as was the case in the past.
The ferry system often makes additions to its schedule for major events like the Beer Festival in Haines or the Klondike Road Race near Skagway. Neusel said those changes are still happening this summer. As for the ad hoc committee being successful in its mission to bring back the day boat service, Retmore said now that it looks like it's accomplished that for next year, the committee will keep meeting occasionally to talk about other issues. She said there might be ways to suggest streamlining protocol for reservations or shortening wait times at the boat.
There's just a lot of valuable local knowledge that I think we need to pull together and make some recommendations about how the day boat can be optimized in Lynn Canal. I mean, what is the best system for us? And that doesn't mean that we're going to get it, because it's a very complicated system and other ports have other concerns. But I think we just have decided, Mayor Selmer's decided, that Skagway should be more proactive on this issue.
Neusel said the draft 2013 schedule should be released in August, followed by several weeks of public comment. It should be finalized by October. The gillnet season in the Lynn Canal began in mid-June, and this year there's a fledgling new venture vying for business on the processing front. Rocky Pass Seafoods, out of Cake, is operating for a second year, and for the first year has a tender buying fish in the Lynn Canal. Rocky Pass is a joint venture between the Sea Alaska Native Corporation and Cake Tribal. It operates under an initiative of Ha'ani, Sea Alaska's subsidiary, focused on stabilizing economies in Southeast. Here's Ha'ani's president and CEO, Russell Dick.
Our whole goal here and mission is more of the social impact investing. So we have to be sustainable over time. We have to make some bottom line profit for the company. But the idea, again, is about the creation of jobs and local employment opportunities for people who live in our rural communities.
Dick said Ha'ani's goal is to get out to communities and see what existing resources can be built on to create sustainable industries. He said the old cannery and cake offered that kind of opportunity. Dick said last year the operation had a few hiccups. The processing plant and cake hadn't been in operation for 6 years, and it started late in the season, but processed about 500,000 pounds of fish. It also employed about 30 people in cake, a statistic that Dick said is the real purpose of the venture.
From our perspective, it was relatively successful. We put over 30 people to work in the community of cake, all local folks, and again, that was important to us, and we had a meeting with the community to say, this is your project, we're here to bring some financial assistance and some management assistance, but this is the community's project, and if we have to bring in a significant number of outside workers, then it doesn't make any sense to us.
This year, the operation is employing about 35 people working two tenders and at the plant. Because of the energy issues in cake, the plant is simply heading, gutting, and freezing whole fish.
That's one of the issues that Hani is also wrestling with and will be for quite some time is the energy issue in Southeast Alaska and the fact that cake, the community of cake, is on diesel. You know, until that issue gets addressed, it's very difficult for us to do anything else. We can't operate a cold storage in cake because it's just not profitable for us. So it's headed, gutted, it's frozen, it's on a container and out the door.
Dixie Hutchinson, spokesperson for Sea Alaska, said Rocky Pass offers fishermen an option that allows more money to stay in the state.
Those other tenders that you mentioned have operations outside of Alaska, and some of their dollars are going to be traveling outside of Alaska. That's why this is such an important part of what Ha'ani does, is that all of the money stays here in Alaska, and it keeps jobs within the communities where we're seeing people leave and having to be separated from their families and cultures.
Yet its prices are still competitive. Rocky Pass is paying about 10 cents more a pound for chum salmon and about 15 cents more per pound for sockeye than Ocean Beauty Seafoods, a primary player on the Lynn Canal grounds. But Dick said the Rocky Pass prices reflect final prices. Because of the infancy of the venture, he said Rocky Pass will not be giving bonuses for price adjustments at the end of the year like other processors do. He said Rocky Pass is also processing some halibut and is looking into processing black cod. It looks like a pretty average year for commercial Dungeness crabbing in Southeast. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced last month that crabbers would have a full two-month summer and fall seasons for most of the region. The season length is based on the first week's catch. Crabbing started June 15th and will be open through mid-August. Adam Mesmer, the department's shellfish assistant manager for Southeast, says this summer's crabbing got off to a better start than last year.
Yeah, the first week catch this year was pretty much right at 600,000 pounds. That last year's catch was at about 480, which is, you know, quite a bit more than last year. We're projecting 3.7 million caught for the entire season. Last year's projection was 2.6. So we are up a bit from last year.
If that projection pans out, this year's catch will be just above the 20-year average of 3.6 million pounds. Fishing effort is pretty close to average as well. 127 permit holders were out on the first week. That's up from 114 permits fished in the first week last year and just above the 20-year average. Mesmer called the distribution of crab catch strange in the early season.
There are some areas that are big producers that, you know, started off really slow. Some of the northern areas are still pretty slow. Districts 8 and 6 produced quite a bit of crab. But I've been hearing from fishermen that, you know, the fishing is slowly picking up. You know, crab are coming out of the mud still. You know, first week they weren't catching a lot of soft shell or females or juveniles, and now their catch is kind of picking up. So that's encouraging.
The Dungeness crab price started out strong this season, averaging $2.50 a pound, up more than 25 cents a pound from last year's starting price. The Skagway Assembly is meeting twice this holiday week. On Tuesday, the Assembly is meeting mostly in executive session to continue discussing tideland lease negotiations. The assembly will also discuss in public session the wastewater treatment plant upgrade. The construction company, HDR, is requesting additional funds, and borough manager Tom Smith is asking the assembly for direction. The assembly will again meet on Thursday, July 5th, for a regular meeting. Issues on that agenda include a resolution supporting Goat Lake Hydro's request to use a traditional licensing process for the Connolly Lake Hydroelectric Project. The assembly will again meet in executive session about tideland lease negotiations. For a full agenda on either meeting, visit skagway.org. This is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS welcomes comments on topics important to you. If you'd like to make a commentary to air on your local community radio station, check our website at khns.org under Community. Each listener commentary airs twice, once in the evening and once in the morning after your local news. Everyone has an opinion, and you can make yours heard on the KHNS commentary.